How does objectivism approach the arguably collective problem of polluting externalities of industry and growing multinational corporations as it attempts to promote development and innovation at the same time?
Too much. The only thing I want to answer of that, I should have put that down on the list. I'll take just the one about the collective pollution. If an individual provably pollutes his neighbor's atmosphere, then he should be sued for violation of property rights. But if the industrial society does it, no one should be sued. If it's inherent in an industrial society, you have a choice. You're living now 50 years longer than you would have lived without it. If you don't like it, go leave it alone. Go somewhere else. You have pure air and a 20-year lifespan. But you cannot say to the rest of mankind, I don't like smoke, therefore you die now. And that's what it amounts to. Suppose it were the case that there was no way. I'm told there is a way, well, I'm sure it's not a wind or solar, to minimize pollution. But suppose there was no way. Inherent in industrial society was smog like L.A. has all the time. And it was one or the other. I would say I'm absolutely for the smog thing. I'd rather live 70 years with my eyes tearing and 20 with them not. It's ridiculous to say, what are we going to do about, we'll have to cut back on the industrial civilization because we can't take particulate matter in the atmosphere. If you can't take it, leave town. Leave, there's places, I think there's islands, not in Fiji because it's too civilized, but farther off from Fiji where they have no smoke, just when they light fires, with rubbing matches together, sticks together. That's all I want to say about that. I'm a total defender of smoke, warming, whatever it is. Arthur?